Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk about pediatric cancer this morning and ways that you can get involved in the community with helping a number of organizations and a number of efforts. Amy Hardy is here. We're going to talk about the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration that's coming up soon. Amy, good to have you here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also we have John and Leslie Leahy here on the Kaylee Leahy Day of Service. We're going to talk about that. Good morning to both of you.
Morning,
Good
Ted.
Good morning.
Good to have you both here. Boy, Amy, you were in, I don't know, maybe about 6 weeks ago, and we were talking about the Josh Hardy, the superhero celebration, and it's a week away.
I know. I can't believe it's next Friday night. I'm like,
Boy, in both of your events, the superhero celebration that you do and in the day of service that just took place, but those are turning into just really great events and really chances for the community to get involved.
Yes, definitely. The Kaylee's Day of Service, my boys got to participate in that, and I was proud of the, you know, they got up at 6:30 and made sure they got breakfast at Chick-fil-A and went over and did that, and I think they just had a really nice time, and it was good for them to get involved and work together as a community. So I really love the concept of the Day of Service. It's just another great way to bring the community together, especially bring the kids of the community together and then remember Kaylee. And then our superhero celebration, I am thrilled about. Lots of positive feedback about people that are coming and how they're worried about their costume, and it's been so exciting. And actually the day of service, they had a group put together our crafts that we're going to have for the kids at the superhero event. So we're all just kind of working together and just getting it done and having a great community.
So we had a couple of Hardys at the day of service, and the Leahys will definitely be at the superhero party.
Definitely.
Tag, you're it.
Yes. No, that really is a nice component to this whole thing. And you do this because Josh, I'm guessing he liked Halloween. He liked to dress up.
He did. And it's ironic, the last Halloween that he had, he was homebound school, and his teacher, Miss Connie, and him decided they were going to dress up every day. And then we went to – so 5 days he got that. And then we went to St. Jude and did their Halloween festivities. And then we went to a little beach community in Reedville, Virginia, and did their Halloween festivities. And then we did the actual Halloween festivities. So he got 8 years of Halloween in like 2 weeks. And so it was really good for him because he had a different costume almost every time. I mean, he literally wore about 6 different costumes. And that was – I mean, that's just great for me because it was more pictures for me. But, yeah, he did love dressing up. He just loved fun. He just – any opportunity that he could just do something that was fun and around other people, he just would dive in. And I just love the atmosphere of this event, that it just speaks of his spirit, and I'm just looking forward to seeing everybody.
Was there a certain character that he was a couple of characters he liked, or he just liked dressing up?
Well, he liked he was always about superheroes. He loved the Avengers. So he proclaimed his last favorite superhero was Captain America, which I really like the. We have a special Josh Captain America cutout that I'm excited to bring for the photo booth.
Yeah.
It's really sweet to just see him smiling with his Captain America costume on. But I loved Hulk. He loved Thor. I mean, he just loved dressing up. And one of the neat things about going to St. Jude, they understand that families have been there for months. They're not working. And so they would just have bins of brand new costumes. And at the end, there's still tons left. They're like, here, please take. So he's like grabbing everything, Power Rangers, then, you know, everything.
Stocking up.
We have quite the collection. So if anybody needs some costumes, I probably have some for you.
The superhero celebration is Friday the 27th from 7 to 11 at the Expo Center. And I guess it's open to, if you want to come, just come and dress up.
Yes, come and dress up. But it is a benefit for the Fairy Godmother Project. And so we were just asking for donations at the door, $25 for the family or whatever you feel and you're led to give. But yes, we definitely want to have a fun evening, but we want to do something good from it. And the Fairy Godmother Project has definitely done good for us. And this is just a great opportunity to help us feel like we're giving back in Josh's name. We've been given so much in our journey, and just to try to take all that love and energy and support and try to give it back is just, it's been very helpful to us as we've gone through this grieving process.
No, and it's great that you're able to do that, because I know when we were in my own family situation, you do want to give back to the people that have helped, and you're able, and we're so lucky now to have Fairy Godmother Project in this community.
Oh, absolutely, because it just, there's a need for services for these families, for our families. I mean, you know, you can use help around the house, you know, with cleaning up and lawn care, and you need gas cards and groceries and meals. And, you know, it's stuff that all your friends and family want to do. But after a while, they just kind of, it's hard for to organize. And sometimes you get a lot right at the beginning. And then when later on, things are still heavy and you could still use the help, it's just hard. So she helps organize this process and help make sure there's something consistently there for families in treatment. And the sad thing but very helpful thing is when it comes to bereavement, she's there. And unfortunately, she's had to help several of our families, and she's gotten really good at it.
One of the things going on, and this is for the whole family. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody, you dress everybody up.
Yes,
come on out.
Every
all
man,
ages.
Woman, and child needs to have some form of superhero attire. Last year we had 450 people, and I think I only saw 4 people that did not have superhero attire on, and I forgave them. But
well, I was just going to say, because I knew if I had come and been one of those people, you would have come up
ratted
and
you out.
Yes, you would have.
What are you doing?
They're forgiven, but we know their names.
Yes, we do. I do. I know exactly which one.
And they better participate this year.
Yeah.
One of the things you're doing is a cakewalk. Cakewalks are really fun, but you don't see them as much anymore. I mean, that's sort of an old day kind of thing, but they are really fun.
They are really fun, and it was one of Josh's favorite things. This little community that we go to in Reedville, Virginia, at 4th of July, they have a cakewalk fundraiser. And Josh would somehow, like, convince 15 or 20 people to give him dollars so he could do the cakewalk. And I would, like, be mingling around with everybody, and I'd come back, and he'd left, like, 6 cakes that he'd won. And I'm like, stop with the cakes. But he just loved it. He just loved – it was just fun. It was music. It was competition, and it was winning, and it was sweets and sugar, and it was just everything good.
That is such a funny story, because it's the same thing. We used to go to an event, and my son would – he would – we'd have these cakes, and you would be, what are we going to do with these? And I would say, can we give them away? And he would, no, we're going to take them home.
Oh, yeah, I know. We had the same problem. And he's like, let's freeze them. I'm like, I just don't want 6 cakes in my freezer.
But that is really fun that you're able to continue that and do this. The Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration, Friday the 27th. It is at the Expo Center. A $25 family for donation to the Fairy Godmother Project is what is asked, and we will continue to talk about that this morning. Amy Hardy is here, also John and Leslie Leahy here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Amy Hardy here, John and Leslie Leahy here this morning. We're talking pediatric cancer and ways that, just some various ways you can get involved with things in the community. Fairy Godmother Project, our focus, the kind of the underlying focus of everything, and the Fairy Godmother Project website is And I wrote it down, and now I can't find it. Fairy Godmother, I think it's fairygodmotherproject.org. Mm-hmm. Fairy Godmother Project.
ORG is the important
yes.
Part.
Yeah. And I know I wrote it down somewhere, and I'm not finding it. But that's fairygodmotherproject.org is the website. Well, before we move on to some other things, and we're going to talk more as we go along this hour about the Josh Hardy superhero celebration, I didn't ask you, Amy, what will you be dressed as?
I'll be Wonder Woman.
Okay. Does that you were last year too, weren't you?
Supergirl last year.
Oh, Supergirl. Okay.
Wonder Woman. I wonder where my phone is. I wonder where my keys are. I wonder what am I going to have for dinner? So I'm the ultimate Wonder Woman.
Okay. So you change every year. You don't just have a costume least for now. Changing.
I probably will get to the point that I need to stop buying costumes.
No.
So, John and Leslie, you said you were gonna stop by next week. Have you decided on your costumes?
No, it's gonna be a surprise.
We're gonna surprise ourselves.
That's the good answer. It'll be a surprise. Again, it's the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration, the 27th from 7 to 11 at the Fredericksburg Expo Center. This past weekend. There was the Kaylee Leahy Day of Service in the city. Just a great day. And this was the third, right, Leslie?
Yes, it is. Third time's the charm, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Third time in the last 12 months.
Yeah. No, I remember last fall when you did the first one and we came in here a day or two before. And you didn't really know how it was going to turn out. But now it seems like you're continuing to add projects and the number of people are starting to grow. And that's exciting.
Yeah, we've learned a lot over the last 12 months about how to do this, and we every time we do it, we get new ideas and great suggestions. We have a wonderful champion and inspiration in Katie Hornung at James Monroe High School, and Dr. Rochelle there, the principal, has been amazingly supportive. So, you know, with their great ideas and support and going through this, the first time we did it a year ago, we had, I think, 47 student volunteers and maybe a dozen adults. And this past Saturday, we had twice that many, 70 students and then I think about 31 adults that participated.
Wow.
So it's growing and it's quite an inspiration to us to see so many young people getting involved in the community. Kaylee was all about community. She viewed the earth as a community, and so it's love to see that. We love to see that passed on.
Well, and what I was really impressed with is I know one of the coaches on the football team wanted to bring the whole football team to do it, and it was just so interesting because Leslie, you told them that, you know, that's nice, but that's not what this is about. Of you have to come, and I thought that was because. You could have the football team come and have these big numbers and hooray, but you were really firm with making people come is not what you want to do.
That's exactly right. The goal is that students need to get themselves their permission forms signed and get them there some way or another, whether they are drivers or whether they have their parents drive them to our home or whether they walk to our home. We have a number of students that walk to our home to start the day of service. So it is a different model, and it helps students to empower themselves to be their own advocates to what's important to them. So and what we do, you know, really is we just provide these students with an opportunity, and they just get to pick whichever one they want to do. And this year we have one of the most impactful ones is working helping with the Hope House, Lois Ann's Hope House. And this is our second year doing decorating their home, and the students actually carve pumpkins at our house, and they've never carved pumpkins, and they do it all on their own. We give them the implements of destruction, and they do it, and they didn't cut off fingers, and it was awesome. And then and then in the spring, they worked on the gardens at the Hope House. So, and this year, we were blessed to have Free Tree Fredericksburg as one of our projects, and that allowed for 30 to 50 students to join in, and a perfect opportunity for us to join forces with Walker Grant Middle School. And we had a really great community. In fact, one of Amy's sons is at Walker Grant, and one's at JM, so I had it was great.
Yeah, so it was nice because it was the first time that we had students from another school, Walker Grant, and we're kind of beginning to look forward at maybe ways that we could do something at the elementary schools as well. So it's, I think it's a, something that's growing. And as Leslie said, it's really just about giving the students an opportunity to volunteer, not about, you know, kind of for a service or getting a job done, although those are important things. But it's presenting them with an opportunity and, you know, letting them do it.
Because a lot of times kids don't know how to get involved. In certain areas, you don't know who would like to do that, but how do I do it?
Yes, and so we try to not overwhelm them with kind of paperwork and what to do. It's usually them just arriving and then kind of just going with the day. It's just 4 hours. It goes by so fast. And they just rally. And I think one of the most rewarding is that they love being with friends. And there's others that say, I've never even seen these students at school, and what a great opportunity to do good with my new friends.
Yeah, make new friends and meet people that you may see in the hallways every day but never have an opportunity to work shoulder to shoulder with.
And you think that it exposes them to the work of Hope House or Tree Fredericksburg or any of these number of things. And as they go through school and get older – they're aware of what they do.
And that is the goal. So from here on out, we are going to be pushing some of these initial 8 projects around the community and really help students know that Downtown Greens has garden hours Thursday evenings and Saturday morning. They've been a part of our service, and that Tree Fredericksburg is a really easy one to get involved with. And the Friends of the Rappahannock has been just super. They provide our students with all the implements of picking up trash, like pickers and gloves and vests. And, oh, we just have such so many wonderful opportunities for students to give back. And not just students, but adults. But it's so amazing to see 70 students this time. You know, we had in the 40s the past 2 times, and those we thought were gifts. But this time was just wonderful. And to know, Ted, you are part of that 31 of the non-students. We include anybody that's been, you know, helped us, including the people at the service organizations. They are volunteering their day to be part of the Kaylee Ann Leahy Day of Service.
Well, I couldn't believe when we took a picture of everybody in front of your house and just how this time you had to go across the street to get everybody to get a wide shot because there were so many kids.
Yes, thanks for that panorama view on your cell phone, right?
there were a lot of people there, and it really did, because I say before everything got going, and when you talked to me and thanked the kids for getting there, and boy, you've had the last couple of times. You've had friends of Kaylee have kind of given everybody a little pep talk, and then both of them from Billy Wyatt and Katie, the girl who did it on Saturday, just really from the heart, and just talking about service and everything.
Yes, yeah, these students are ambassadors for service, and our 2 JM grads have really nailed it on when they did their inspirational talk at the beginning, and in both what we listened to them both and cried during them both this morning. The common theme is we are all humans on this earth.
Yeah, the earth is one big community, and Billy came down from New York last spring to do this, and she talked a lot about her relationship and friendship with Kaylee, and you know the conversations they would have about you know how they could reach out a hand to help people.
Yes, and Katie just continued that spirit, and already we've selected the next speaker, inspirational speaker for the spring. So we're gearing up for the spring, hopefully May, April or May time frame. Would like to be May, but a lot of Kaylee's friends are graduating in May, so we'll have to work around all the graduations and the colleges and of course, the busy schedule of city school students.
Yeah, yeah. More coming up. We're going to continue to talk about the Kaylee Leahy Day of Scholarship, how you can get involved with the scholarship itself, and we're going to talk about the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration some more. Before we take a break, though, there is an event tonight that
yes.
The Fairy Godmother Project is involved in, and again, it's a fundraiser, and it's a delicious sounding fundraiser.
I think it's more like a fun grazer.
Well, yes,
it's the Low Country Shrimp Boil.
In honor of Kaylee Leahy, and the folks at Jay Bryan's put this on as a fundraiser. You can still buy tickets. They're available.
And they're available at the door as well.
And it starts at
6 o'clock
tonight.
Okay, Jay Bryan's downtown.
Jay Bryan's downtown, yeah.
And it goes six till whenever, and just a lot of deliciousness. It's going to be outside on their back porch, and
be a perfect night.
This is
for
the
it.
Second time they've had it, so they're just great friends of Kaylee's, and wow, it's just going to be deliciously fun tonight. So please, everybody, come out if you haven't gotten a ticket. Please come.
And it's to raise money for, you know, our favorite cause, the Fairy Godmother Project.
Yeah. We're going to talk more about the Fairy Godmother Project, talk more about these couple of events, too. John and Leslie Leahy here. Amy Hardy is here. More coming up on Newstalk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. Newstalk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg. A Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Fairy Godmother Project, our big focus this morning, fairygodmotherproject.org is the website. Amy Hardy is here. John and Leslie Leahy here. We're talking about some various opportunities for you to get involved, one of which, the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration on the 27th, Friday night, 7 to 11 at the Expo Center. And we will talk with Amy Hardy about that in just a second. I'm talking about the Kaylee Leahy Day of Service that just took place last Saturday. As I watched it, John and Leslie, the other day, from just kind of standing back and watching it, I remember a conversation that we had in this room about a year ago, and we talked about, you know, wanting to do something to be able to keep kind of her name and her legacy going. And I thought, and you didn't know if you were going to get 10 people or a few people or, you know, after the first one. But with the numbers you had the other day, I just thought this is going to be, you know, a yearly event in city schools.
Yes. And in fact, what's really interesting is it kind of grew out of a scholarship that we pulled together very quickly. Kaylee died in January, and we had a scholarship funded by the time the senior class, there was graduation in June. And then, you know, the fall was the beginning of the big day of service, and it turned into – we really just ended up focusing on finding the opportunities for students to volunteer, and the scholarship kind of went on its own on the side, and we kind of separated the two. We didn't kind of marry the two, but the idea is, you know, the service aspect is really going to take – grow. And looking at the numbers, because you got to look at numbers, it's getting easier because people are learning about it. We had 12 students that were repeat offenders, four people have done all three, eight that have done two, and teachers that have been a part of it. So suddenly it's grounded.
Yeah, and that first time the scholarship was funded largely by family friends making donations and a lot of students and administrators at JM and also the other schools that Kaylee attended. And that was wonderful, and we kind of thought the day of service would present some sort of an opportunity to raise awareness and possibly fund the scholarship, because we didn't want to keep going back to the well. You know, teachers do so much and spend so much of their own time and money in their professions, and we didn't want to keep tapping them for that. So, but as Leslie said, you know, as we kind of watched it happen, we realized that, you know, this is something special about providing an opportunity for kids to serve.
Yeah. No, and I remember right now, a lot of the kids that are doing it remember Kaylee, but within a few years, they won't be. But they're going to want to serve, and they're going to associate that name with service. In the day of service.
Yes, and that's, you know, secretly it is a gift for us as grieving parents. We're going to grieve forever.
Yeah,
and it is a way to continue to be able to talk about her in an open and friendly environment. But when we first started the day of service, there were a lot of seniors because they knew Kaylee and some juniors. But yesterday we were told by the principal at JM that she was speaking with a parent of a freshman who all he can speak about is the day of service and how impactful it was for him. So I'm just excited to have this young person that is going to – I got three more years of that young person. And students are actually helping us organize now. So we're really kind of just changing the model, just continually changing depending on our students and getting feedback from them.
And at the end of the day, we have all the students come back to our house, and we the first time put out pencils and paper, and we were looking for feedback on how to make this, you know, work better for them. And so they gave us a few good ideas, but what we really got were, you know, like insights as to how meaningful that opportunity was for them.
Wow. Yeah. That's fantastic.
So, yeah, I mean, maybe, Leslie, do you want to read one or two testimonials? We just, you know, we're going through the things that the students wrote this year, Saturday afternoon when they got back to the house. And
so hear this. This is a student saying, I saw kindness here like I've never seen before. It can seem impossible to change the world, but today it became clear that this is not true. I didn't know Kaylee. So that's like, you know.
And he continues, I only ever saw her once, but today watching everyone plant trees and help with other tasks, kindly, joyfully, lovingly, I could see her this morning.
So we have – and I think that's one of the takeaways, and I'm talking with Amy, that capture that spirit after we've had these events. And you're not being graded. You know, it's just – it's beautiful. It helps us know what we've done, because we work tirelessly to develop relationships with some of these projects around town. And I'm committed to presenting myself in the schools to help students with finding opportunities for giving of themselves when they're not doing homework or sports and other things.
And it's sort of surprised me that we spend probably three times as much time making the linkages with the organizations and getting the opportunity set up as we do recruiting students. The students are interested. They're ready and willing. And, you know, we put a table up at lunchtime at JM. Leslie goes and, you know, stops by tables and says, hey, if you want to volunteer, you know, here's your opportunity to sign up. And
and
we had, you know, over 100 students sign up. And, of course, then, you know, kids get sick and can't make it. But, you know, to have 75 students show up on Saturday morning is an amazing thing.
Yeah, that's exciting.
I thought it was good that you got into Walker Grant, because it is going to be easier, because you started in middle school and then you'll just have, you know, four or five more years of opportunity to build in front of them.
Right, yeah, you're not starting. You're not trying to. I mean, by the time you do get to high school, sometimes you're busier or you just think, I don't want to do that.
Well, but you did. You've planted the seed that this is going to be available to you every year, and you will, you know, I think it is going to keep getting easier for you.
Yes, and for example, Tree Fredericksburg, five and up, I think. You know, so that could be a really great opportunity for our elementary school students. So it's just some of these organizations, you know, it's some of the hardship is getting the permission form signed, filled out, is that many of them need a secondary permission form outside of the school's one. But we're going to be a presence in the school to kind of keep this momentum going. And with the new IB program at JM, it fits perfectly as well for the students that are involved with IB. So, you know, there's – I think everybody, it's just such a win-win. And when I kind of think about Fairy Godmother Project and the Josh Hardy Day of Service and ours, it's 100% community. Mm-hmm. Gosh, that's just, you know, it's not a worldwide thing. It's just community. It's just getting to know each other. And, you know, through Kaylee's life and death, we have just increased our circle of friends a hundredfold.
And Fredericksburg really is a special community. You know, when about 2 years ago that Kaylee came on the air with you and Andy and talked about, you know, her decision to stop treatment and live the rest of her days, you know, without the cloud of pain medication and chemotherapy. And this community rallied and raised the funds within about 24 hours to send Kaylee to see the Rockies, which was one of her last wishes. And, you know, that wouldn't happen in most other communities. This is a special place.
We saw it with Amy with you when you started your really a fight to get Josh the medication that he needed. this community just like that was on it.
Yeah, it was amazing because we were in Memphis, but I could hear I was hearing like the petitions at Foodie, and just people were planning to go down and picket in front of the drug company, and it was amazing to hear. And we were seeing all these beautiful images. One teacher had texted me a picture of a kid I did not even know, and he had a shirt on that said Josh's Army, and it had all our websites. I'm like, somebody just made random T-shirts to support us, and
yeah.
I found out who it was, and I was so grateful, and it was really neat. I mean, of all the suffering and sadness that we've endured, it's just amazing to see like the human spirit just have an opportunity to share love and support, and they do. They really do, and they look for opportunities to do this. And so it's been quite a journey for us and grown a lot.
Well, and everybody's journey is so different. In yours, you spent so much time at St. Jude's, so you and Josh were away from here a lot and going back and forth.
We were, but it was amazing. The school, they got poster boards and made, you know, four poster boards with a giant JOSH, and then they made a video. We miss you, Josh. I mean, and then they had this parents versus teachers basketball game, and they did a video of all the families in the stands, and they all, we miss you, Josh. I mean, they just kept us tied to the community, though we were so far away. And, you know, I don't know that he knew how much he was loved and supported in the community because of his immune system. We never could always take him out and do all these things. But it was amazing. It was comforting for us as we were going through the journey.
Well, and the room at the Ronald McDonald House, there's now a Josh Hardy room.
There is. That was, and the community helped us raise that. I mean, that was amazing. You know, James Monroe track team did the lapathon, and they wowed us at the very end. When they presented us a check for $5,000, that's exactly what we needed to finish it. And I started it January 10th, which was the anniversary of his bone marrow transplant, and my goal was to finish it before September 22nd when he passed. We were done before June 1st. I mean, it was just amazing. The Fredericksburg Potter House Preschool did an art auction. Every student was part of an art project, and then they had a night and they did an auction, and they raised $1,200 from preschool art. And I just thought that was amazing. Just the creative things that people did. I didn't even have to think about it. Like, it just showed up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, just the generosity and of talent, of thoughts and ideas. But just even with the Josh Hardy superhero celebration, I've had several graphic artists put things together, and it blows me away that people give this time and just energy, and it produces such beautiful things. And it's very cathartic for me to plan this event and have the opportunity to talk about Josh and to have the opportunity to do something good in Josh's legacy. And it's just a gift. And I appreciate the Fredericksburg community and even surrounding areas for supporting my goal to have Josh still be in their memories.
Yeah, no, it was a story we'll never forget, and the pictures are just priceless. Some of these pictures, and so many of them, like you say, because of his immune system, wearing the mask just even adds to just. And you've talked about his personality. It was, you know, it's that it was. It was just he was a unique person.
Yes, he was very loud. Very almost annoying, but compassionate, and just his goal was to make you laugh. And he would just say the most outlandish things just to get something out of you. And you just, oh my gosh. We have this video we were just talking about that Kevin Henry made for us that he totally captured his personality. And there's just, he just sat there and said, I'm awesome. He was just, he wasn't humble, but he was
self-aware.
But
Kevin Henry is a gift to this community, and he teamed up with Fairy Godmother Project and has provided us with a lifelong video.
Mm-hmm.
And with Fairy Godmother Project, we have photos and picture sessions, and oh gosh,
yeah,
we live
you know, through our memories of our kids now. And
well, and you can't help but think, I look at this, and when we talk about the superhero celebration, how much he would have just loved it and just would just be so happy about this.
He would.
And Kaylee, the same thing with what happened on Saturday.
Yeah, it does. Our events fit our children's personality.
Yeah, yeah. And so you're not doing things that would be just like, well, this isn't really him, but it makes us look good. I mean, you're doing something that just really fits each of their personalities.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you know, I would love to be a resource to anyone who's struggling to kind of figure out how to make this connection between their loved one and doing something to honor them, their memory, and have it lasting so that we'll never forget.
Yeah, I agree. I would do the same thing. I would love to mentor someone that, I mean, just after you have the loss, just ask the question, how would you like to have your child remembered? And, you know, go through their personality and analyze the attributes that you could pull together and make something to give back in their name.
Yeah. And if someone is interested, then I guess one of the best ways, just contact the Fairy Godmother Project and they can get that person in touch.
That's a great conduit for us. Absolutely.
With you guys. FairyGodmotherProject.org, the website. When we come back, we'll wrap this up. We're going to talk again about what's happening with the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration. And there's the Fairy Godmother Project event tonight. And there'll be an opportunity a week from now to hear the Leahys on another local radio station. We will preview that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
FairyGodmotherProject.org, the website you're going to want to go to if you want to find out more about the Fairy Godmother Project, contributing, getting involved as a volunteer, all that kind of thing. FairyGodmotherProject.org. Josh, the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration, Friday the 27th from 7 to 11 at the Fredericksburg Expo Center. Amy Hardy has been here this morning, and as you mentioned, Amy, that it's a time of fun. It's a time to remember Josh. It's also a time to raise money and help out the good work of the Fairy Godmother Project.
Absolutely. The number one thing is we want to have fun because that is the spirit of Josh, and that would be, you know, really remembering him. But yes, if families, as they come, if they're led to donate, we would really appreciate, a minimum, I mean, just $25 a family. But I didn't want to require tickets because I didn't want it to be so overwhelming that people wouldn't come. I just want it to be an open community event and just see how many people that we can get in the Expo Center dressed like superheroes. Hmm. So I'm very excited about it, and I couldn't even sleep this morning coming in to talk to you. I was awake at 4, like, oh, it's going to be so exciting.
So you have a board that's like that people can sign in so we can see how many Wonder Women we have. Like,
yeah.
Who is the best superhero?
Yeah, I do.
Not this year.
Yeah, I do need to start to figure out some kind of picture collection, the past and present, and, you know, it can – because, you know, technically this is only our second one. So, I mean, how we go forward. This one's been a very learning experience for me because, you know, last year I just showed up because it was the celebration of life and it was all planned for me. And I learned a lot of valuable lessons about planning an event this year. And I'm really excited about the ability to do something good, to give back to the Fairy Godmother Project and help the families that don't even know they need the help or want the help. But when you get to the other side and you look back at all the support you got, you're like, wow, that was amazing. And they'll probably feel the same way we do. I need to do something.
Yeah.
And so the good goes around and around. I love the Cheerio commercial.
Yeah. The flyer is quite specific. Superhero costume required.
Required. So
this isn't just show up and
Don't come after work and think that's okay for you to have a suit and tie on. You better have a Superman T-shirt under that suit and tie.
What about a mask? What if they just have a mask?
A mask. Anything that will just, I don't know, in the spirit of superheroes.
It says, wear a superhero costume, bring a generous heart. And it's just, it's going to be a lot of fun. Fun and crafts for kids. There's a cakewalk, a photo booth, like snacks, cash bar, music and dancing. So it is going to be a lot of fun. Yep. 27th, 7 to 11 at the Fredericksburg Expo Center, the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration. A week from today, on our sister station, B101.5, it'll be the second and the last day of the carathon that we do with Children's National. And on Friday morning in the 7 o'clock hour, John and Leslie, you'll be with us.
They're going to be at 9. They've moved
us. Oh, you're at 9 now.
9 o'clock.
Oh, okay. In the 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah, we requested a sleep in that day.
Oh, okay. Okay, I did not know that. I had not seen the schedule. I just assumed it was like last year.
I know. We're all such early birds, but yes.
There also will be, during that, there are a number of story songs that get played over and over. And for the first time, you two were involved in the making of one for Kaylee. Which
yes.
That head can't be easy. I've heard part of it.
Oh, no. It was really hard.
Yeah, so two producers from the Children's Hospital Foundation came to my office and interviewed Leslie and me and just asked us, you know, questions about Kaylee and our journey through cancer and our experiences at Children's Hospital. And, so we chatted for half an hour or so, and then they went. And a month or so later, they emailed this beautiful song that they had, you know, spliced in some of our words to the song, and it's really moving and inspirational.
Yeah, I should have had it. I could have played because you sent me an excerpt, and we could have done it this morning, and I didn't do that. But anyway, in the 9 o'clock hour next Friday morning on B101.5. You two will be on with us.
Yeah, and they'll be live streamed through, I guess, both of your stations, mm-hmm. your AM and FM stations. So, yes, that'll be our second time back at Children's since Kaylee died. So it's last time we were there, it was during the shift change, and we watched, saw a lot of the nurses and doctors that we had been so familiar with. So we're kind of trying to not have that shift change this year. It's always that 7 o'clock.
We will have more. We've much more to talk about with you guys in the months ahead, and we'll see you soon. The Josh Hardy Superheroes Foundation or Superhero Celebration on the 27th, 7 to 11 at the Expo Center. Amy Hardy, John and Leslie Leahy, thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.